Well, the best thing you can do is pay attention to hygiene, you know, hand washing. If you're touching things, most sickness comes from inside or others or people who are sick, devices, inanimate objects. So just pay attention. Don't touch your face when you're out. Wash your hands often.
What about things like hand sanitizer? That's become pretty popular. You see women with them attached to their purses almost as accessories. Is that something that helps avoid catching any of these bugs that are going around?
Well, hand washers, you ask, they may be somewhat helpful, but there's danger there too because of drug-resistant germs. It's not really the answer. It's mechanical, careful washing of all the secretions or the different germs you might be encountering. There's something natural you can do. It's a health food store product. There's a product called Germacleanse, which is completely safe. It doesn't allow for resistance. So if you had a little 2-ounce bottle of Germacleanse that's made from spices like clove and cinnamon and oregano, that would be perfect.
And then if, unfortunately, some of our listeners do come down with a cold or a flu and they're not feeling well, what are some things that they might be able to do to remedy their symptoms that they might just find around the house?
Yeah, if you know, most of these things are not hospital things, so we should go to the home cupboard. The cure is in the cupboard and check first. Well, for example, for sore throat or laryngitis or bronchitis, nothing better than a bit of cinnamon and clove in raw honey. You've got the sticks, you've got the clove buds, you just keep drinking that. You will see an improvement with that. If it's just, you know, a real bad head cold, we might want something a bit more powerful. That's where you go into the thyme, the oregano, the cumin, the sage for head cold and flu. Add that to your tea. Is the kitchen spice going to be sufficient? In some cases, it's so bad, you may have to get the extract from the health food store. That, you know, oil of oregano is very effective for colds.
And are there any sort of myths out there about home remedies that maybe some people need to get some clarification on?
Well, there's a huge plethora of myths that they're not that effective, and it's an old wives' tale, and mustard plasters and garlic necklaces. Doesn't make any sense, people. These things are antiseptics, so they did them for a reason. If you put mustard on the bottom of your feet or on your chest, it's going to give relief like a vapor rub, but it's natural. If you use garlic during colds, it's going to cut the incidence down, or flu, because it's a germicide. So these are sensible things. Don't feel funny. And then there's a big myth about honey, that honey can't be used, but raw honey actually is totally safe, opposite of what you think for an infant, for a child. Listen to this. The Journal of Pediatrics, in infants with diarrhea, infused honey, and it wasn't even the raw kind, intravenously, and it was more effective than Pedialyte for stopping the diarrhea. Simultaneously, in Pennsylvania, they used honey, buckwheat honey, raw honey, on a spoon for babies with sickness, with cough, with congestion. It was more effective than the Robitussin and safer. They did that study because kids died from Robitussin about 4 years ago. So lots of, it shouldn't even be called old wives' tales, just disinformation, misinformation. Natural cures do have their role.
Can you tell our listeners when they should go ahead and seek medical treatments or perhaps more medical-type treatments for their illnesses?
Well, I think pretty much people know that if there's a dire situation, an elderly person is dehydrated, losing fluids, the flu won't go away. But most of the time for like the 20 to 55 or 60-year-old crowd, almost every cold or flu or congestion or flu is a passing thing, you know? So use your common sense, and if it's just standard junk, go to the home cupboard. Also, the health food store, I mean, the best thing you can do for cold and flu and bronchitis, in addition to your doctor's care, is the oil of oregano, the P73, very famous down your way. It's a little bottle. You put it under the tongue. It's edible. You can use it often. And then the other thing I would recommend highly is the honey. If I had to do two things, I'd actually have, plus what's in the cupboard, a bottle of that, oregano oil and a bottle of the raw honey.